Adele Palmer took Rennie to meet Harleen Saeed and his wife Gabriella. What a strange meeting that must have been. Rennie encountering for the first time the man he was sure was connected with the kidnapping of Mason, the British Secret Service man.
I know it's terribly bad manners to ask, Mr. Rennie, but I'm curious. What do you do?
Yes, Mr. Rennie. I too am curious.
Guess.
Oh.
If I didn't know already that you are a civilian, I would have said that you were a soldier.
Oh, why that?
You look four square on the world from those brown eyes of yours, and there is something about your mouth that says you are used to giving orders and having them obeyed. I see no doubts in your face. It's an honest face, but a cautious face.
How observant.
And now tell me that you are a poet who writes of love and stars in the evening sky.
Well, I served in the army a long time ago, but I'm not a professional soldier. I work for a firm of solicitors in London.
I'm surprised. Very surprised. Do you defend people or prosecute them?
Neither. I'm an investigator.
An investigator? How interesting. Tell me, why do solicitors need investigators?
Well, most solicitors use freelance investigators. The firm that I work for is quite large, so it's more economical to employ someone full-time.
Ah, and what do you investigate?
Documents, relationships, suspected fraud, missing persons, stolen valuables. Anything and everything.
It must be very satisfactory to help the innocent. But what if you suspect your company's client is guilty?
My company's clients are never guilty.
What are you looking for in Amsterdam, may I ask?
Well, I'm afraid I can't say very much. It's a missing person. A girl.
How sad that a daughter should leave her home and family. But we live in a time of turmoil. As if the whole world is simmering like a cauldron on a fire.
Can I ask you something, Mr. Said?
Ali, please. Of course.
Where did you learn such perfect English?
I went to university in England and business school in the USA. My American friends say it's a genuine Oxford accent, and my English friends say it's obviously Bostonian. It's a language I love. It's like Arabic in a way, gentle and descriptive, made for poets and storytellers. Tell me, what is an Arab? How do you define it, Adele?
Someone who believes in Mohammed. A Muslim. Or is it a Muslim?
Well, there are Christian Arabs and Jewish Arabs. Your definition, Mr. Rennie?
People who live in an Arab country.
Would you say Israel was an Arab country? I was born there.
I imagine that you see it as still an Arab country.
I do. And it is, of course. My family have been there for at least 300 years. Until the British gave our land and our homes to the Jews to salve their consciences about the gas chambers.
But the Arabs could have stayed.
So why am I here? Why aren't I in Jerusalem, in the home where I was born?
Don't get upset, Halim. Let's forget it. Let's talk about art or music, anything but that.
It has to be said, Gabriella. It was done. It is part of history. My father was a judge, a gadi. We had a big house, several hundred acres of orange and lemon groves, bought and paid for by my grandfather and his father. We had Jews in Palestine long before the Mandate and long before the UN gave our land to the Jews. But there were at least two Palestinians for every Jew. The Jews were a minority in an Arab land.
Halim, you're the expert, but doesn't it just depend on how far back in history you go as to who it belonged to.
I don't think anyone would claim that Palestine wasn't an Arab country in 1948. And in 1948, Palestine was partitioned and part became Israel. No Palestinian was asked if he agreed. It was just done. Palestine was not just colonized. 600,000 Palestinians were evicted from their homes. There was no compensation. We were evicted and looted by force, against our will and against all natural justice. My father counseled calmness and restraint. 2 years later, he was shot in the gardens of our home. So was my mother. My sister was already in Damascus. In one day, they wiped out my family's history with guns and hatred.
Let me play you something, Halim. And then John and I will have to go. It is getting late.
Slumber softly, dear love, 'neath the roses above. Carnations shall keep sweet watch o'er thy sleep. When the dawn's on the pain, God will wake thee.
Ik kom uit, Jan Brandes.
What?
Ik kom uit, Jan Brandes.
I don't understand.
You come with me to Jan.
Where is Jan?
He wait for you in car. I take you? In black car, there. He wait for you.
Right. What is it, Jan?
I got problems and you got problems.
What's my problem?
Your problem is I got problem.
I'm tired, Jan. Let's get on with it.
Here is a report on what Said family do. Like you asked, it's from inside, all correct.
Thanks. Is that the problem?
No, my friend. It's difficult to tell you of problem.
Why?
I think I know who got your man.
Where is he?
Slow. I said, who got him, not where he is.
So who's got him?
It's one Arab, his boss. But same like you, they come to Surinamese for help.
Tell me more.
Surinamese is my countryman old friend. You want for me to get them into jail?
Just tell me where he is and leave it to me. There's no question of jail.
I told you I don't know where he is. All I know is one Arab and 4 or 5 Surinamese got a white man as a prisoner.
How did you find this out?
I sent word out. It came back to me.
Do you think it's true?
Nobody tell lie to me, Johnny. It's better dead they do that.
Is he in Amsterdam?
No.
In Holland?
Yes.
What else do you know?
I know they have him on a boat. And that's all I know.
Can you find out more?
I don't think so. Maybe money would work, but I don't think so. If my man say more, they kill him for sure.
So why did he tell you this much?
He owe me plenty from way back. I make him talk. He's scared of me, but much more he's scared of the Arab and the others.
How does he know what he knows?
The Surinamese on boat are addicts, heroin and opium. My man is their supplier.
Can I talk with your man?
No, definitely no, never.
Well, thank you, Jan, for what you've told me, and for the report. If you hear any more that you feel you can tell me, I'd be very grateful for your help.
You think I know more than I tell you, don't you?
Yes.
If I hear more, I contact you. If you get in trouble, use my name.
Thanks for your help, Jan.
It's okay.
Rennie.
Painter, Johnny. I'm booked in at the Amstel. How about coming over?
I'll be an hour yet. You booked in your name?
Of course.
I'll see you later.
Sir?
Mr. Painter, please.
Room 329, sir. He's expecting you. The lift's on the left.
Thanks.
Ah, come in, Johnny. Sit yourself down. Well, now, I know you've only had a few days, but how are things going?
I've met Khalim Said and his wife, and I can confirm that Mason has been held in Holland. He's on a boat.
Ah.
There's an Arab in charge, and the others are Surinamese.
You've not been wasting time, have you? How did you get on to Mason?
An old contact. A Surinamese.
Ah, yes. Is this the chap you raised hell about way back when you wanted to get him out?
And that's the one.
Well, my news is not so startling, but it's useful. We sent two ordnance and electronics chaps out to Damascus, and they were taken down to a place called Riyak in the Bekaa Valley, just over the Syrian border in Lebanon. Now, we don't really know who we're dealing with, but it's a mixed bag of Syrians and Libyans. They've got their own electronics guy watching our chaps like a hawk, but he has no experience of anything so sophisticated as this. They've offered our chaps money, girls, the lot, all on the side, Swiss bank accounts and all the trimmings, and we've told them to look cooperative, within reason. But there's two snags. The first is that our communication with our two fellows is pretty tenuous, and secondly, we suspect we can't trust either the Syrians or the Libyans to keep the bargain.
And why didn't the Arabs get the Russians to fix the equipment?
Probably don't want them to know they've got it.
How important is it to the Arabs, the equipment?
Very important. It could help them give the Israeli ground forces a real beating.
What does it do?
Well, you know me, Johnny, hardly fix a fuse. But from what they tell me, they can shuffle these things around just on a lorry. See, it's a pilotless plane. Now, they launch the bloody thing on a battlefront, and it sends back high-resolution TV pictures covering 16 square miles. Shows everything on the ground. You can guide it where you want it and bring it back. Well, the Israeli ground forces have always relied on surprise, and they'd be sitting ducks for the Syrians if they had this little gadget.
And if our guys fix this, will they release Mason, do you think?
Well, one of the technicians we sent speaks Arabic, and we think he's trying to hint that they're just using us. Unfortunately, the Arabs are deliberately using a dialect where he can only get a rough idea of what they're saying to one another. I wouldn't trust the bastards themselves.
So we have to operate here like they aren't going to deliver?
Looks like it. So maybe I'll know more in the next few days. But you'd better have a contingency plan in mind as a last resort.
And Said is definitely involved?
Oh, sure. All the messages from the Arabs come back through him. He contacts us daily. I generally speak to him myself. He's smooth, charming, and amiable. Tries to give the impression that it's all something he'd rather have no hand in. About this sort of caper. Oh, doesn't stop him from putting on all the pressure he can, though. He was terribly hurt and indignant when I asked him if his friends in the Lebanon were to be trusted to keep their part of the bargain.
Oh, I guess he genuinely doesn't like it all that much. He's the wrong type for this kind of business.
Well, the fact is he does it. And it's facts that count in my book. Oh, yes. Got some mail for you. There you are.
Thanks.
Now, anything else you want while I'm over here?
No, not at the moment.
When I walked over the bridge from the dam rack to see John Rennie's sleazy room, I realized as I turned into the narrow street that that was where he had first met the girl. She was one of 20 or so squatters being moved out of a basement by the police just after midnight.
Leave me alone! Don't you dare touch me!
What's the matter?
You tell those pigs to leave me alone!
Can I help, officer?
I'm afraid I can't speak Dutch. Has she committed some offence?
Have orders from the court to evict the squatters. We can't let her go back into the house again.
Well, let me talk to her. I'll see she doesn't go back in.
Are you a tourist, Mynheer?
No. I live over there, officer. I've got rooms in that house.
If she is here in 1 hour, she will be arrested. She is not safe in the streets at this hour.
I'll look after her.
It's up to you. But you must warn her, or she will be taken as a vagrant. The others have gone already.
Are you English? American?
Just leave me alone.
You heard what he said. He'll pick you up if you stay here.
So what?
Have you eaten? Come on. Stand up. I live in that house there. Come and have a coffee and a sandwich. It's cold, but it's okay. Cheese, bread, sausage. It's only instant coffee, but it'll warm you up. Where do you live?
Nowhere.
And what does that mean?
I don't live anywhere. I just bum around.
And where are you from?
Are you English?
Yes.
I nearly went to London instead of this place. But London sounds even grimmer.
Oh, now, look, girl, it's nearly 2 a.m. There's a bed in the next room. I'll fix myself up out here. You get some sleep, and then you can decide what you want to do.
What's your name?
Johnny.
Okay. But I got some bad news for you, Johnny. I don't screw just for a bed.
There's a key in the bedroom door, honey. It works just as well from the inside. What's your name?
Joanna. Joanna DeVries.
You speak very good English.
I'm not Dutch. I'm American. My grandparents were Dutch.
Ah. How old are you?
20.
Are you on holiday here?
Mm-mm. I live here.
What do you do?
I don't understand.
What's your job?
I don't have a work permit.
Well, how do you get by for food and things?
I share with other squatters. I got some savings. Not much. But I manage.
Mm. What about your home back in the States?
They don't want me. My father, he threw me out.
What are you planning to do today?
I don't know. I'll go looking for the squatters. They'll have found someplace by now.
Are they friends of yours?
No, they're just squatters.
Are you on drugs, Joanna?
Only pot. Can't afford the real stuff.
I shan't be using my rooms for a couple of days. Would you like to stay here and rest up for a bit?
I can't pay. There's not enough for that.
No, you don't have to pay. There's food and a bed. Just help yourself.
I'm no good in bed if that's what you want. They all say that.
Just clear up the place a bit for me, that's all. And you don't have to do that unless you want to. Those are spares. And big ones for the street door. I'm not sure when I'll be back. 2, maybe 3 days. If you go, leave the keys on the table. Take care of yourself. I'll see you.
From what I'd picked up from other people, I guessed that Rennie had seen in the first few minutes that the girl was on drugs. I wondered why he'd bothered with her. Being a journalist and cynical, I guessed he'd seen her as giving some substance to his story of looking for a missing girl. I found him a difficult man to assess. His wife had said he was kind before they split up, but he didn't seem much like the Good Samaritan to me. More like the Avenging Angel.
Fine Art Gallery.
Hello, Adele. It's John Rennie. I wondered if I could take you to dinner tonight.
Oh, Johnny. I've got a private show at the gallery tonight. Oh, why don't you come over? Halim and Gabriella will be here.
Oh, well, thanks for the invitation. What time shall I come?
Well, the evening starts at 6:30 and goes on until 9. Come whenever you like.
I'll come about 8.
Okay, I must rush. See you.
Bye.
We are taking Adele home for dinner, Johnny. Why don't you come with her? We're leaving now, and you could bring her round when the show closes.
Well, that's kind of you coming. I should enjoy that.
Oh, quite a nice crowd tonight.
Yes.
Are you married, Johnny?
Divorced.
Any children?
2 daughters.
How old are they?
Around about the same age as Kaleem's kids.
Do you see them at all?
Most weekends.
Do you miss them when you're away?
I never spent time regretting things that can't be changed. Only fools do that.
Fools and women. But Arabic script is a kind of art, Halim, isn't it? Not just words.
For us Arabs, the word is everything. And that beautiful script is part of the word. Just 12 basic shapes and a few dots, and that is art as well as communication. That's what we have from the Quran. The Quran is the word. It rules all good Muslims' lives. It's our rock. The words mean a lot to you, Johnny?
Not like they do to you.
But think of the influence that English words have had on the whole world.
Like what?
You don't have to be a Christian to appreciate the wisdom of the Bible. Think of the Sermon on the Mount. Nobody has ever said in so few words and more beautifully how a man should live.
Do you really believe that the meek will inherit the earth?
He's got you there, Halim.
No, no. You cannot take just one precept and criticize it. Take the big conflict in the world today. Communism and Christianity. If you read the words, there is almost no difference between them. They would both work, but nobody tries to make them work. The Russians are not communists and the West are not Christians. If it were not for people, either belief would work.
And what about the Jews and the Arabs? The Talmud and the Quran?
No, please, no more. It's all been said so many times, but nobody listens.
Just one more sentence, Gabriella, my love. The last word, privilege of a host. You have to remember something. The Quran is the Old Testament, not the New. The Jews spread all over the world. The Arabs stayed in their own lands. Then our lands were taken from us by the UN and given to the Jews. What we fight for now is justice. The West has pushed us back to the old laws. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
There's a point beyond which you don't go. A line you don't cross.
What point, Johnny? What line?
Killing innocent women and children? Assassinating people just to get a headline in some crummy newspaper?
We shan't solve the problem tonight, Johnny.
It's a mad world we've all made. I saw a musical in London years ago called Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. I would like that. To stop the world for a week so that we can all think again about what we want.
What do you want, Kalim?
I would like it to be evening. The sun just going down. To walk in the garden with Gabriella and our 2 children and say to them, pick an orange off one of these trees as I did when I was a child, as my father did, and his father, and all the way back in this same garden where I belong and you belong. Is that asking too much? Or should my home stay as it is now, occupied by an Israeli anti-riot squad? I love that place, Johnny. It's where I belong. Adele, give me your cure for being sad. Play me some music. Be like David in the Bible playing to calm King Saul.
I'd be happy to.
J'attendrai le
Painter, Johnny. What about the situation at your end?
Well, nothing's happening that's visible. But I've got a feeling it's coming to the boil pretty soon.
What makes you think that?
Just instinct, I guess.
Uh-huh. What are you hoping for?
All I want to know is where they've got him. Once I know that, I'm in the poker game. Right now, I'm just watching everybody else play their cards.
Well, don't do anything rash.
What's that mean?
Don't do anything that brings it out in the open, Johnny, for God's sake. This is a damage limitation operation. Anything else would be a disaster, and we'd all go down the Swanee. You first.